Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson began her speech by emphasizing the importance of tourism to Midway's economy, especially the ability of the city to collect a resort tax. The resort tax allows approximately 16 Utah communities with a certain ratio of full-time homes to short-term stay units to charge 1.1% tax for transactions in the city. Growth in Midway had put the city at risk of losing the ability to charge the resort tax, but Mayor Johnson reports efforts to keep the tax by lobbying the state legislature has proven successful.
We got legislation that created an extension to get it back into compliance. I'm confident that we'll be able to keep that tax down for at least the next 5 to 8 years. We'll see what happens after that. But that tax represents about $700,000 for Midway. I've only got a 3.7 budget. So you can see that that's a substantial amount of income for us.
Earlier this month, Midway City Council added campsites from the Wasatch Mountain State Park into city boundaries to boost the ratio of homes to short-term units. Mayor Johnson also used the speech as an opportunity to address growth issues in Midway. Johnson said residents of Midway sent a clear message in 2018 when they passed the $5 million open space bond, that message being that part of preserving the culture of Midway includes protecting open space.
We want to be able to give landlords an opportunity to have an option. If they need money out of their land, is their only option to sell it to a developer? Or do they now have an option to sell the development rights, create a conservation easement, which means no matter who gets elected in the next bazillion years, this land cannot be developed. And we are now creating a sense of what our community wants to ultimately look like.
Mayor Johnson shared a chart highlighting how the bond money might be spent. The chart was purposefully vague on the 9 properties the city is considering, but 416 acres with current densities that represent over 400 dwellings could be preserved through issuance of the open space bond funds. Mayor Johnson noted the importance of preserving land in order to protect future councils from increasing zoning in order to meet some need.
We couldn't have a city council down the road 20, 30 years from now say, you know what, well, we put conservation that, but what we really need now is building a light. If a third party is holding your conservation easement, it's quite a process to try to ever get that changed back to where it can be built on. So what this represents is 8 landowners who have said, I want to keep my land agricultural. I can't afford to do it forevermore, but I can if I sell the development rights. It's a pretty cool concept. No one is being coerced. A landowner can sell whomever they choose to sell to, or they can put a conservation easement on.
Johnson said that Midway residents may even want to bond for additional money in the future. Although Johnson couldn't speak about the details of the potential project, she did say that the Kohler Dairy Farm conservation is one of those projects. Mayor Johnson also noted the city is looking at updating its branding. One logo they're considering mirrors the Swiss Canton half-oval symbol, with mountain peaks inside of the logo that also resemble the letter M for Midway. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.